Well, I am very excited to have back in studio Lenora, who is the executive director of the Milford Senior Center, Lenora Rodriguez. She's been on the show a few times now, and this past weekend, a first happened at the Milford Senior Center, and this was an incredible pageant, and I should have the exact title. My goodness, I should have it right in front of me, Lenora, but this is what happens, right? So let me see. Actually, you're sitting right in front of me. So Lenora, welcome back. What was the official name? It was like a glamour pageant, or tell us about it.
Yes. We held our very first Golden Glamour pageant.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Very excited about it, yes.
Wait, so, oh my goodness, and we have Galena, so Golden Glamour Galena is
correct.
What we... So we have the winner of the pageant this weekend, and we are so excited to welcome her to WICC, Galena Murphy. Congratulations on your win this weekend.
Thank you very much.
You look like a glamour, like, gal.
Oh, thank you. I just love it.
Yeah?
I had such a good time. Love it.
So, did you grow up doing pageants?
No, not at all. This is my very first... I just wanted the crown, so I got the crown.
That's
it was
amazing.
To show my 6-year-old granddaughter that at 76, I still can be a queen and be on stage at the Max. So it was wonderful.
Amazing.
Loved it.
Amazing. And I love that you are representing that for your granddaughter. That is so neat. I love it. But I do have to say, Galena, even if you didn't have the crown and the sash on, I would tell you you're a queen. I could tell the second I met you, I thought, this lady knows what's going on.
I love it.
That's
love
awesome.
It. Thank you.
Amazing. Lenora, tell us about this pageant. First of all, why now? Where did the idea come from for the Milford Senior Center?
So I've been involved in pageants for quite a while now.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, now I'm learning something new. Lenora, that is so cool. So you've been in them or you...
I've hosted them.
No way.
I started my first pageant in an assisted living in Southington, and it was called the Miss Mulberry Gardens pageant.
Oh, how
queen.
Nice. I love that. That's so beautiful.
And that pageant, I'm so happy to say, is still going on. I believe it's on its 14th year.
Wow.
And I started that with a group of women who were just... kind of sharing their stories and their life with me, but then said, oh, but, you know, to grow old, it's so different, and everything is for the young. And I'm like, no, I hear everything you've done in life. I feel like we need to celebrate this in a big way. So I kind of came up with the idea of the pageant for that location in the assisted living, and it just took off. So years later, here I am at the Milford Senior Center, and I said, I'd love to bring this for the whole city of Milford. But then we had COVID, and that kind of stopped quite a bit of things for a long time. And so finally, when things calmed down, my administrative assistant, Rose Christie, and I kind of brainstormed, and we came up with the name, and we said, let's do it. So Rose Christie, who unfortunately wasn't able to join us this morning, we co-hosted the whole event, and... we had 8 wonderful women that decided to join us.
Wow.
And go for our very first pageant.
That's amazing.
And go for the crown.
That's amazing. So if you're just tuning in, we are chatting with two very special ladies. And Lenora, who you're just hearing from, executive director for the Milford Senior Center. We also have sitting right across from me, Miss Galena. Galena Murphy, who was the winner of this first Golden Glamour pageant at the Milford Senior Center. When you heard they were having a pageant, what were your thoughts, Galena? Did you know immediately, I'm going to go for this? Were you hesitant? What were you thinking?
No, not at all. When I went into the office and talked to Lenora, it was about something else. And then I said, what is this all about? And I think she said, oh, join it. And I thought about it. So why not? But I thought, well, I have no talent. I don't sing. I don't dance. I have a very deep voice, so I really don't sing. But I just figured something out. I decided to recite a poem, and that was the scariest part. I really loved it. I like being on stage. I was not intimidated by it, which I enjoyed being on stage and just playing with the whole thing. But it made me just feel so good that at my age, I still can get so excited, so thrilled about something like this, and hope that everybody my age and younger or older can feel like this, because it's just, we
don't think that at our age we can do things like this, and we can.
Yeah.
We can do anything we want.
I also think you said two really neat things. First of all, when we think pageants, because I'm kind of the same way. If I were to ever be asked, you know, do you want to do a pageant? I would think, oh God, nobody would want to hear me sing, and certainly I have two left feet. You know, so we have this image in our brain of what a pageant girl looks like. But I mean, poetry, my goodness, that's a really amazing talent. So first, I love the fact that you looked at it maybe a different way than what we typically would think pageant. And the second thing that I think is even bigger is that you discovered something new at the young age of 76, that you like being on stage.
Yeah.
That's a really neat thing to discover something new like that.
Very important, because I think a lot of women are probably in my place. I became a widow 3 years ago. My husband died from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a tough place, really, really tough place for the last couple of years. So for me to have done something like this, and I know that my angel in heaven, my husband, would just be cheering me on so much for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hoping that this will really make a lot of women that are alone, that are widows, to come out of this shell, because I think it's helped me a lot.
That's amazing. And again, you're hearing from Galena Murphy, who was the winner of this past weekend's first ever Golden Glamour pageant that was hosted by the Milford Senior Center. And we have here Lenora Rodriguez, who is the executive director. What would be your message, Lenora? Because obviously you struck gold 14 years ago at an assisted living facility. You brought this here to Milford. And clearly, I mean, when you hear Galena, you're going to make me cry, Galena. You hear her testimony, and you hear what this weekend event meant to her and to her family and to the other contestants. What would be your message to other senior centers, other places that are working with seniors and reinvigorating that they still have so much to offer?
Sure. The people we serve are without limit. And we have to always remember that as we serve older adults in our communities, that we should not be placing any limits. If they come to us and say, I want to give this a try, we need to be there to support them and to say, yes, I'm your cheerleader. If they're, you know, suddenly without the love of their life, they had a passing, or they're dealing with something challenging, we are the ones that says, we're here for you. You know, the old saying is, we're all family, you know, but we really are. We're a family. We're a community. That's what our senior centers are all about, is really connecting with others.
Welcome back. We are chatting with the Milford Senior Center. We have Lenora Rodriguez, who is here, who is the executive director. And we also have Galena Murphy, who was the winner of this past weekend's first ever Golden Glamour pageant at the Milford Senior Center. And it's just been such a joy to hear what this event meant for you. I'm curious, if they bring it back next year, Galena, are you going to compete? Are you going to try to keep the crown?
No, I actually crown the next queen.
That's so fun.
So that's really exciting too.
That's very cool. And remind me, you said you have a 6-year-old granddaughter. What did
yes.
she think when you got the crown?
She went on stage. She became shy, but she doesn't have a shy bone in her body. So it was really cute to see her so shy. My daughter-in-law said to me that she's channeling me. She's a little wild like I am, and very happy, and it's really adorable. She loved it. Loved it.
Well,
it was
just
so cute. And the question that she asked me later on at my house, I had said, we're having a party, win or lose, everybody come back to my party. We're having Galena Teenies, and we had a party. She wanted to know, she asked her father, is Baba, that's what she calls me, is Baba famous now?
Yes, she is. Yes, affirmative, 110%. I think that is so neat.
Isn't that so precious?
I love her.
It was worth it just to see the smile on her face and be so shy on stage and hugging me and my 11-year-old grandson, who is just precious to me.
That's amazing. What is this like for you, Lenora, see this?
This is great. This is exactly what I hoped for, you know. And all the women that were there, they all share their talents, they share their bios, their life. And I really saw them, once again, in this moment of who they really are. I feel we're so beyond just a number, that when you really get into the core of the individual and you learn so much, it just gets you in a, you know, right in your heart, like, wow. You know,
I also love, Lenora, that you and the folks at the Milford Senior Center, you're changing the narrative for what is such a misconception people who are aging in America and thinking that they're in their, you know, whatever stage of life, and you're changing that narrative, and I love that. So, you know, we're talking about a pageant here. I'm looking at next month. You guys have speed dating? I mean, what is this world? What is this world you're creating? I love it. I want to be a part of this. This is so neat. So you have the Art of Speed Dating. Like, that's on May 13th. Members or non-members? I mean, this is really neat. What's going on here?
You know, a number of our members came to us and said, you know, I'd like to meet someone, you know, not necessarily to get married or anything
like
that.
Companionship. Yeah.
So they asked, and so I asked our program director, Amanda Berry, and the program assistant, Julia, to see what's out there. And they joined a speed dating event at, I want to say, the Cromwell Senior Center. And they came back, took some notes and said, hey, I think we can do this. But they decided to do a little twist and created the Art of Speed Dating. So the Art of Speed Dating includes actually a piece of artwork. So the individuals will go to a table, view the piece of artwork, have a conversation. So it's an icebreaker. And then at the end of it, if they decide that that person is someone who they're interested in getting to know later on, they'll be able to get contacted with that person, of course, through the senior center.
Sure.
Make sure everything is good there.
I also kind of love that that is the icebreaker because, I mean, I have not been on speed dating anything, but I have friends who have done speed dating. And the one thing is you've got, what, like 3-4 minutes to get to know this person. But other than my name, how many siblings I had, where I grew up in, where I went to school, like, you don't get beyond the surface. Mm-hmm. But I would think with a piece of art, especially when you're more mature and you're at an age where you appreciate art and you appreciate culture and you appreciate, I would think you get to know their soul a little bit better than just what's on the surface. So I love that twist. I think that's really smart. How many people are signed up so far? I'm very invested in this. I want to know.
Unfortunately, I have not looked at the numbers yet because we are still in April, so it'll open up shortly, I want to say. But
okay.
If there are interested individuals, like I said, you don't have to be a member of the Senior Center, but we are looking for some men.
We need some bachelors, guys. Come
yes,
on now.
Yes.
And 55 and older, right?
55 and older, yes.
That's amazing. You do not have to be a member, but if you are, that is great too, of the Milford Senior Center. And you have some other things coming up in May. You've got an evening of jazz. You've got an art class, an annual show. I mean, there's just so much going on. And I'm very excited. I'm hoping to have you back on next month because actually you pointed out to me, Lenora, that it is National Older Americans Month, which is a very important, I think, awareness topic. And maybe we even talk about switching up the narrative for seniors in America and how you're breaking the mold on that a little bit. It's a very cool story, and it should be shared more. Because when I meet you, Galena, and I look at your face, you have brought more sunshine into this room than we have had in quite some time. I'm serious.
Thank you.
There is something glowing about you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I hope to have you guys back on very soon. In the meantime, Lenora, if people want more information about the Milford Senior Center, they want to, like, I have here a newsletter, a nice newsletter. Is there a place people could pick this up, or where can they get more?
Sure. They can come to our center, which is 9 Jepson Drive here in Milford. Or you can go online, which is MilfordCTSeniorCenter.com. And we have our newsletter online as well as all our information.
Fantastic. Well, Lenora, thank you so much for what you do as the executive director at the Milford Senior Center. I cannot wait to have you back on next month. And Galena, I want to congratulate you again. You are a queen, whether or not that you've got the crown on. Let me tell you, whenever I see you at the grocery store anywhere, because I also am a Milford resident, I'm going to do one of these, you know, bow to your grace, right? It's pretty incredible. So congratulations again.
Thank you again. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you both for being in studio. Thank and again, this is the Milford Senior Center. They are located at 9 Jepson Drive right here in Milford. And you can always go to their website, MilfordCTSeniorCenter.com. I really wanted to say com, but you know, there's those .orgs and .nets and all that, but .com. Just exactly what I was hoping for. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for being here, and we will talk again very soon.